Kodiak Phil-Am celebrated Christmas with loud music and even a few rounds of musical chairs over the weekend. Kodiak's population is just about half Filipino, and hundreds of people came to celebrate the upcoming holiday. Mark Anthony Biscocho is the president of Kodiak Phil-Am. He says he was happy with the turnout this year.
Representation of a community is very hard to find nowadays. So events like this kind of helps. Oh, okay, there's something going on. Let's go out. Let's bring my family.
There was also a dance floor and, of course, plenty of food. In true Filipino tradition, there was even karaoke. Biscocho says they wanted the celebration this year to be a bit more casual.
We've been working so hard throughout the years, let's just relax.
Yeah.
I just want to relax because, preparing this, it's very... You get caught up with the holiday events that's happening that you can't even enjoy.
Before Biscocho, he says he's already planning events for Phil-Am next year, like getting youth more involved with the organization.
Very excited for the association because we get the youth going, and then now I found teachers that want to help give back to the community to help out the Filipino culture, so I'm working on that too.
The organization's next major public event will be a Kodiak version of Flores de Mayo, which is a flower festival in the Philippines. In Kodiak, I'm Brian Venois.